From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. Utah's wasting no time in its bid to host a nuclear life cycle innovation campus. The state was shortlisted as a possible site for the new federally backed project last Tuesday. A day later, the Utah Office of Energy Development issued a request for information from potential vendors. Emmy Lazofsky is the office's director. She told KUER they're in no rush.
We're not looking at anything happening in 6 months. We're still in the exploring phase, and then there is a rigorous permitting process that everyone will have to go through.
A nuclear life cycle innovation campus would include fuel production, recycling, and the transportation and storage of radioactive waste. It's part of a national push to boost nuclear production in the U.S. through federal and state partnerships. The deadline for requests for information is August 19th. It's a legal requirement before formal vendor proposals and contract awards. AI data centers and air conditioning during extreme heat are pushing electricity demand. It's helping to bolster the coal industry that's been in a slow decline. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Riedel reports.
The Federal Energy Information Administration says power sector emissions rose about 4% last year. That comes as electricity use is rising again after decades with little change. Across the Mountain West, utilities are trying to keep up. But building new power plants and transmission lines can take years. In the meantime, some older power plants are staying online longer than expected.
Coal plants were, by and large, on their way to retiring one by one, year by year. But I think in many cases, they're being extended and the pace of retirements is slowing.
That's Rob Gramlich, president of Grid Strategies, an electric power consulting firm. He says renewable energy is still growing. But in the short term, utilities may rely more on fossil fuels, like natural gas and older coal plants, as they race to add more power supplies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Riedel.
New federal data shows coal power generation jumped 13% across the country last year, which also increased carbon emissions. The judge over Corey Richin's murder trial was not biased when he heard her case. Her lawyers argued Richard Morozik showed a preference for Summit County prosecutors, but KPCW reports another judge says there's no evidence of that. Richin's was sentenced to life without parole in the death of her husband, Eric Richin's. Corey Richin's asked for a new trial with a different judge. This new decision means Morozik will preside over the rest of the murder case if Richin's gets a new trial. Remote work is still a defining feature of Utah's workforce. It hit its peak during 2021 during the pandemic, but by 2024, it had only fallen 15%, making Utah the ninth highest state for at-home workers. New research from the University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute looks at what groups stayed home. Self-employed residents, bachelor degree holders, and people in the information industry were a large part of the at-home workforce. Over half of home-based workers were employed in sales, management, or computer jobs. Researchers also note that government officials, Utah's Pacific Islanders, and non-citizens were at the top of the list of workers who headed back to the office. Utah's most recognizable piece of street art is getting a makeover, and now we know the artist and design. The 9th and 9th Whale will be getting a new paint job by local artist Ji-Young Lee Lodge. Inspiration for the mural draws from the Great Salt Lake and the movement of water. It will go from its current rainbow color scheme to blue hues and pinks. The idea behind the Whale project in the first place was to change its stripes and showcase local artists on a regular basis. Lee Lodge is set to begin painting later this month. The art is titled Open Your Eyes and will be finished and unveiled in October. You're listening to KUER News.